37.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features we have on the site. You can actually create the content. So you find something you want to share with us and the listeners, you can submit it at show prep and then vote on it. Vote it up, vote it down. Most voted up makes it to the front page of the site. So go and get interactive and do it for free at freetalklive.com. We're in an unusual location. One, we're not in Keene, New Hampshire, where we normally do the show, which means you can't call us on Skype, but you can still call at 855-450-FREE. Two, we're in Santa Cruz, California, very nearby San Jose. We're here with Drew from BitcoinNotBombs.com. And Drew's also in an unusual location because normally you're from Arizona. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad we were able to link up today and fly in together and have no problems.
Yeah, we're going to spend the weekend at the Bitcoin conference, which kicks off tomorrow night. We're going to be broadcasting live from said conference, and I'm excited about that. Going to be all kinds of interesting people to talk to and learn from, and that's going to be great. Bitcoin2013.com is where you can learn more about that. BitcoinNotBombs.com is your website, Drew, and you weren't on the show up until this point. We had your partner, Davi Barker, but you may have heard a little bit about Jillian's situation. Jillian from Stateless Suites, she's a lady who runs, speaking of accepting Bitcoins, as a business owner, she accepts Bitcoins. You can buy delicious handmade, handcrafted candies from Jillian, and they're excellent. We have had a number of them in our studio in Keene. Unfortunately, Jillian was arrested last year on the way to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. She never made it to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. She was driving through Texas and was pulled over in some little town and arrested for allegedly having some hashish. And now, Jillian, you're back in that town, and you wanted to give us an update on your case. What's happening?
Yep. Well, I had hired a lawyer, so I went in there kind of knowing what was going to happen. So I went in and signed a plea deal so that I wouldn't be going to jail. and then the charges were dropped to a misdemeanor. So,
because you were facing a felony. You were facing a felony.
Yeah,
so this is
a great felony.
Yeah, and you've got at least one child, right?
Yeah, I have a little 7-year-old boy. So yeah, it was tough for me at the. At one point, I was talking to my lawyer about the plea deal. I had told him at one point after the sheriff was picking up for the Border Patrol last year that as soon as I got in his car, I smelled burnt hash. Not only did I smell burnt hash, but it was my burnt hash.
Oh, wow.
I can say that now because I pled guilty. And so I had mentioned that to my lawyer, and he's like, well, do you want to weigh it? He's like, you want me to try to do get the lab to do it? And I was like, really? You're telling me that my choices are, to go ahead and plead guilty to this or to have it go to trial by having it weighed. And I wasn't willing to take that chance, but he seemed like he really wanted to go that route. But
you believe that the sheriff smoked your hash in his car while you were in his custody?
Yes. Yeah. Right before I actually got in the vehicle.
Wow.
Yeah, I had that conversation with him, and I was wearing my shiny badge. Speaking of Davi Barker, I was wearing my shiny badge to court today, and my lawyer loved it. And he had mentioned that, and he told me just to go up there with it on. He made a joke about the...
This is shinybadges.com. It's another project that Davi Barker's working on where you can go, and which badge were you wearing?
The Agora Anarchy Action, the AAA one.
I see that.
I think it's a newer one.
Drew is wearing the V is for, what does it say on that? Voluntarism or something?
Building a voluntary society without asking permission.
And it's a very sharp-looking badge. These are great, like, jewelry-quality badges, shinybadges.com. You can get your own there. So you took the plea deal. Obviously, that's a tough thing to do, but it really probably wouldn't be a good idea to risk a felony conviction and possibly, 7 years in prison?
Yeah, it was 2 to 10 years in prison. That was holding me.
And a Texas prisoner
like
at that.
Yeah. To be stuck in. Yeah, it felt weird to be stuck in that place. I didn't understand why I had to prove myself or plead guilty when, they could just go back in, weigh what they had, and see, obviously, that the sheriff had smoked it. And then it would have been dismissed. I wouldn't have had to give up my $1,300 to them, my extortion money.
Yeah, but that's what they really wanted. Why would they go weigh something if they'd really just want your money, Jillian?
Yes, I know, but it was so difficult for me to get up there and simply guilty to this.
Oh, yeah.
I was not guilty of anything.
But ultimately, the idea of not taking a plea deal is a long-term project. And we've talked a lot about it on Free Talk Live, and we'll continue to, because I still think it's a good concept in general. But I think that everybody has to look at their own case and figure out if it's the right time for that. It's one thing to not take a plea deal on a parking ticket. It's another thing entirely to not take a plea deal on a felony in a state in which you don't even live, where you don't really have any skin in the game necessarily. Whereas if you're in New Hampshire and you're, around a bunch of activists, this activist community, maybe you'd be more likely to not take a plea deal on like a misdemeanor or something. But even then, still a felony. If you can plead out to a felony and, be able to walk away from it, that's probably, especially if they're going to reduce it to a misdemeanor, which they did. So you are not a felon as a result of this.
Right, I am not a felon, and that was
very
important.
Yeah. They just wanted your money.
And I'm sure the attorney made out pretty well, too. What'd you pay him?
$2,500, which I suggested that he move to New Hampshire because he seemed like he was a really good guy and on the side of a lot of people that were
but ultimately
ridiculous drug charges.
You serve your family and your friends and the community better by not being in jail and making candy for us all, I think. I think that probably serves us all better. But.
Well, and now you can move to New Hampshire because you're not going to jail. So what's your status? Are you en route to New Hampshire as we speak?
I actually am. I'm stopped in Texas right now. I needed to stop for a bit. My car is actually having some trouble with my transmission, I think. So we're still trying to make it. Supposedly I'll be able to get a couple thousand more miles out of the car. So to see you guys at the end of this month.
Wow, that's really exciting. So you're planning on being in New Hampshire before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Now, you've never been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival because you wanted to go last year, I think, for the first time, and then this happened.
Yep, and this is the 10th Porcupine Freedom Festival, isn't it? It's kind of exciting to make it.
So, yeah, that's a huge deal, right? You're moving to New Hampshire, and then you're going to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's what we did, Mark. We actually never went to the Porcupine Freedom Festival before we moved to New Hampshire. A lot of people go to Porkfest, and they go to the Liberty Forum. They get all jazzed up about being in New Hampshire, and then they move. So you're doing the reverse.
Yep, I actually did go to attend Liberty Forum this year, but I had made my mind up already that I was moving
That's
to New
true.
Hampshire before I got to meet all the wonderful people there.
And so. You sold out of your candy, by the way, at the Liberty Forum, so that was great. Are you planning on vending at the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Yes, absolutely. I will be there. What are they calling the vendor area this year?
Agora Alley,
I'm not sure.
I believe. Yeah, so
we'll look
forward to seeing you there. Have a safe trip. Try not to get pulled over on the way up and
go the speed limit.
Yeah, glad you're freer though.
Don't rush. New Hampshire will be there when you get to it. So we'll see you soon. Thanks for the call, Jillian. Appreciate it. Glad it worked out better than it could have. 855 450 free.
Wow.
New Hampshire or bust, right?
Yeah, she almost busted, but thank goodness it panned out okay. It cost her a lot of money, though.
Yeah.
And she pointed out to me off the air, she didn't tell me this on the air, but she pointed out off the air that she, she'd have been here sooner if she didn't have to drop $4,000 between lawyers' fees and paying the state down in Texas.
Sure, I mean, that's going to set anybody back.
So let's continue. We've got Vernon in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vernon.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hi, Vernon. Where are you at in North Carolina?
I'm in California.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I don't know what the hell I was looking at here. North CA. Hello.
Yeah.
North California. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to expand on what the gentleman Chris had said about the oath of office and stuff like that. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Fred and Nina Gutierrez at restudylaw.org.
No, I'm not familiar with that, but if you want to stand by, you can tell us more in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. There's all kinds of courtroom theories, but how many of them actually make a difference? How many of them are consistent in their application and actually have success. I have to say, I'm a bit of a skeptic, so we'll see what Vernon has to say here in moments. You can take control as well. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features we share with you. You can, if you would like, support the show. One of the most important ways to do that is to AMP. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And for once, Mark, the amplifiers are not paying for our travel expenses.
That's right. This is a remote broadcast of Free Talk Live. Going to be at Bitcoin2013.com.
Normally, when we go to California, we're going to a talk radio convention. But in this case, we're actually here because Bitcoin 2013 has brought us on board to talk about their convention. And we're excited about that because we wanted to. We actually approached them and because we really are into this Bitcoin thing. And that's what we're going to be tomorrow night. Tonight, we're in Santa Cruz at KOMY. And thanks to MZ and Billy and the crew here at KOMY. It's so cool to be in like a legit independently owned radio station that has been successful commercially and has been around for a long time. The guy that one of the engineers has been here as long as I've been alive.
Wow.
Yeah.
So speaking of the engineer guy was telling us that the San Jose Sharks are playing this evening, and you know, this is they're an NHL team, and scorebig.com makes it possible for you to get tickets up to 60% off on all kinds of sporting events. It doesn't have to be NHL. It can be MLB. It can be NFL, tennis, whatever the sporting event is that you're into. They've got the tickets at scorebig.com. Go to scorebig.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and just browse around, check out all the major league sporting events and see where the seats are and compare the prices. You'll find out that they're up to 60% off, and that's a great deal. Even if you don't like major league sports, they've got sports, they have theater and family shows, Disney on Ice, Cirque du Soleil, Sesame Street Live, lots more. It's scorebig.com. The microphone in the upper right-hand corner, coupon code FTL, and you can take the whole family at these prices and have a great time. Scorebig.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, toll-free number here. Drew is with us from BitcoinNotBombs.com. We're taking phone calls. Your thoughts, you can bring up anything you'd like. We've got Vernon on the line in Northern California. And Vernon, what station are you listening to, by the way? And where are you in Northern California?
It's a small town called Copperopolis.
How do you spell that? Because I have never heard of this station. I always like to know about stations that are like secret stations carrying the show.
It's Copperopolis.
Is it a FCC licensed station or a community station?
I'm listening to it on AM radio, 840.
Okay. Very good. Well, it's good to have you on here. So what did you want to share tonight?
Well, I wanted to expand on what Chris was saying. Me and my wife have actually just joined up with part of the Liberty Movement. There's a couple by the name of Fred and Nina Gutierrez that have had, actually I heard you talking about being a skeptic of, you know, the courtroom theories. Fred
yes.
and Nina Gutierrez have had 100% success with criminal cases. They've actually had in the 90%, I can't remember the exact number, it was 90-something percent with beating foreclosures because they're unconstitutional the way that they go about them, the banks. They're fraudulent.
Yeah, the foreclosures are a disaster. Those seem like they might be something that could relatively easily be exploited. I'd be interested in this 100% on criminal, but obviously we'll have to take a look.
What's their approach with this criminal charge thing?
Well, at any rate, the main thing is to pull everybody's credentials. So like the gentleman earlier, Chris, was saying about an oath of office, and what I wanted to expand on mainly, because I think it's really critical, is if a judge doesn't have an oath of office, that is actually a third-degree felony. They're acting, by our Constitution, the way it's defined, they're acting as an imposter and a trespasser upon the people, and they're also impersonating a public official.
Well, but as we've seen from the caller earlier, I mean, he basically admitted that, yeah, he caught these judges without oaths of office, but the system would not do anything.
Too bad
about
those
it.
Rules don't apply to them.
He didn't go about it the right way.
That's the old claim. That's always
Fred
what people say.
Fred would have pulled Supreme Court case law, Supreme Court decisions, and he would have researched that and submitted that, and then he says in state court you never get substantial justice in state court. It just doesn't happen. So you have to pull it into federal court in order to get any sort of due process or substantial justice. That's what Fred says. And I've seen it so far with the things me and my wife have been doing. We haven't gotten substantial justice at the state level whatsoever.
Well, I don't think you're ever going to get justice, and I don't know who, you know, Fred is.
I have a question.
Quick Google of his name reveals a website that says he's scamming people.
Yeah, I know. That's the first thing that comes up if you Google him. But the thing, they say he's wanted by the FBI also, and it's funny because he's doing a seminar, which he advertises on his website. He's doing a seminar this weekend in Sacramento, and he advertises it on his website, says where he's going to be, what time he's going to be there. He said the same thing about the L.A. Conference that I went to last weekend, or the weekend before, I'm sorry, and no FBI agents were there arresting him, so I kind of find that funny.
How much did you pay for the course?
Propaganda. What's that?
How much did you pay for the course?
Well, I paid the full amount. It's a donation. He has a recommended donation. If you don't have it, he'll let you in. He just wants to help people. But it was $190 for three full days. I'm talking 8-hour days.
That's,
and you're in
not expensive.
I didn't think so. For the information, it was worth every penny and every minute of my time.
And this is at some kind of convention center or something, so someplace that's rented?
He did it at a theater. And what he does is he teaches you how to do a Title 42, which I don't know if you guys are familiar
now,
with.
Now, is this a California thing or a federal thing?
It's federal. It's USC Title 42, Section 1983 is where you sue public officials for deprivation of rights. And it's also USC Title 18.
Yeah, I've heard of the 1983 suits before. That's certainly something that has actually had an effect in certain instances. You know, if it actually works, then I think that's great. We just never really hear about these legal theories from most of the time. People don't actually have any real experience at it. The caller earlier actually claims to have experience, which is rare. A lot of time they're just these legal theorists who just have an opinion about something they've heard about, and they don't really know how if it applies. Now, you say you've actually tried to apply some of this guy's suggestions?
Yeah, we're at the state level right now. We're writing up our Title 42 because my wife was denied due process. She was denied reasonable defense arguments, and it was a violation of his oath of office. The judge said it's a violation of his oath of office to deny her those things. So we're actually filing a Title 42 against him. Now, it's a long process writing that up, and I want to make sure we do it the right way. I don't want him to throw it out.
Yeah, it sounds grueling. I mean, I don't want to get involved in federal court if I can avoid it. What's it cost to file in federal court?
From what Fred was saying, it went up. It's like $460 to do a Title 42.
Man, jeez, your average person can't afford to do this.
And then you're playing
stuff
by their rules.
Yeah, and then if they dismiss the case, you're out $400, right? Let us know what happens with your case, man, once it actually gets in, if it even gets in. And thanks for the call. As I said, you know, I'm pretty skeptical, but you know, if you're actually going through this, I would be interested in hearing, you know, how it works out for you, because I don't expect you're going to get anywhere, because this system is not built for justice. It's built to extract your money and your obedience.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardenerscreen.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you. They are completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it's Ian. We've also got Mark. Drew is with us from Bitcoin Not Bombs, and he's going to be manning the Bitcoin Not Bombs table at the upcoming Bitcoin 2013 convention, which is starting tomorrow. So it's not too late for you to get out here to San Jose. I said Santa because we're actually in Santa Cruz right now at KOMY Studios doing the show. But tomorrow night or tomorrow evening or afternoon, we will be, whatever time it is right now, we will be in San Jose at the convention center, and we'll be at the Bitcoin convention kicking it off, actually, because it starts late, and then it's two full days, basically, on Saturday and Sunday. So we'll be kicking off the festivities tomorrow night. Looking forward to that. Bitcoin2013.com, you can go there to learn more, get registered, and we're going to get back into your phone calls coming up.
It's a good idea to have some storable food on hand. You never know when an emergency can strike or what form that emergency will take. A basic form of insurance is to have stored food, especially if you have a family. And the best stored food to have is the Legacy Premium brand that we represent at food.freetalklive.com. It's less than $1.50 a meal. Tell me where you can get a meal for $1.50, especially a nutritious meal that will last you 20, potentially 25 years, you know, if stored properly, last 25 years. It's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options. They're stored in a nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Each of them contains an oxygen absorber. They come in plastic buckets so that they're sort of critter-proof, and they're the best in price, storability, and taste. It's food.freetalklive.com. Go there. Check out the comparison chart that we have for you. It's food.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to go right back into your phone calls here. Let's talk to Jill, listening in Ithaca to WNYY. And by the way, I want to welcome our new listeners in Ithaca because WNYY has moved on to the FM band. Now, they're still on 1470 on the AM side, but they've just recently added an FM translator to their station, which means there's probably a whole new audience out there for their station, which is absolutely fantastic. Welcome, Jill. Jill, is Jill with us? Jill in Ithaca? Jill going once? Jill in Ithaca? Hello there. There you are.
Yeah, is that, can you hear me now?
We got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, sorry about that. Yeah, I can listen to you on AM and FM. It's pretty good.
That's exciting.
You guys made the national news. I mean, the Robin Hood Project did.
Yeah, we made national news in a big way, and it continues to actually be making news. I just noticed an email come in during the break from one of the producers at XM Radio. They want to get Robin Hood on their show, and so it's all over the place. Where did you see it?
I heard it on I think it was ABC News and CBS News. I think I get both, you mm-hmm. know, when I'm listening to the radio. But yeah, I'm glad you know. I didn't know if you knew, but yeah, they were saying, you know, they mentioned Keene, New Hampshire. And then talked about, you know, people feeding the meters and that the local police were not too happy or the local officials. And they're going to sue, I guess. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They have sued.
Have sued.
And I am one of the recipients of that lawsuit, actually. So I've been doing interviews. I've been, and not just me, I mean, the Robin Hooders, myself, and five other folks were involved in this suit. A number of people have been interviewed, and it's been incredible. The explosion in media coverage has been just stunning. Our PR lady says she's only seen a news story like this go viral only a couple times in her life, and it's pretty great.
Yeah. And, you know, actually, I was talking to our mayor. We have a 23-year-old mayor in Ithaca.
Really?
And I was really, yeah, Savante Myrick. And I was saying, like, parking, you know, if you're 5 minutes late to your meter, it's like $15. That's insane. And
jeez.
He was saying that they're trying to develop, or they have developed technology where you can be called on your cell phone and you can actually add money to your meter with a credit card or something like that.
Yeah. Sounds convenient.
That, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know if there's.
Sounds like there wouldn't be any fines.
Exactly. So, you know, I know the cities need money, but it's ridiculous. The fines are ridiculous. So.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Hey, Jill, thanks for your call. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. I'm glad to know you guys are listening on FM over there now in Ithaca. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, because talk radio just, I think it sounds better on FM.
You better be plugging Free Talk Live when you go on those news news things for your little Robin Hood and stuff.
You know, I'm really more plugging the Free State Project, Mark, because it doesn't really make, if I get a chance to mention somehow that I host a talk show, I will, but that doesn't really, it's not really relevant to the story.
But you were right. Like, I can't do Robin Hooding by myself in Arizona, because I can, and I would be happy to, but
Make sure you don't walk down an alleyway.
Yeah, right. Don't walk down an alleyway. But I couldn't do it effectively as you can in New Hampshire, because you have such a large group of people that can sort of cover multiple shifts
and
do
one
it
more
effectively.
Right. One of the questions I was asked by BBC Espanol today when they were interviewing me about this was, you know, are you going to be expanding this nationwide? And I said, well, boy, I sure hope that people start doing this in other places, but for me, I can only focus my efforts in one place, and that's New Hampshire.
But it's certainly a very simple thing that anybody can do, just simply if they're going downtown and see somebody's meter expired.
Well, and people do
very,
that.
Yeah, it's a very good Samaritan thing to do.
That's not entirely Robin Hooding. Robin Hooding, to some extent, is doing a bit more. You're going and
right.
you're finding finding the meter maid, you're getting in front of that person and preventing people, you know, actually actively preventing people from getting tickets, not just feeding a meter in case.
That's not that's a bad thing.
No.
People have been feeding other people's meters for a long time.
Yeah, thank you for doing it.
Since long before Robin Hooding, but as far as actually being organized in any way, shape, or form and actually, you know, having a calling card that you leave on a car to inform people that they've been rescued and creating a real buzz, you know, when you start leaving these calling cards, this little business card with a picture of Robin Hood on it, you know, and on the other side it says, say, your meter expired, but we saved you from the king's tariff, and then here's how you can donate. This creates buzz. I mean, people are talking about it around the water cooler. Hey, I got saved by Robin Hood today.
Right.
And, you know, they'll show the Robin Hood card around, and some people are so excited about it, they'll go home and they'll make up a thank you card and put some cash in there and then send it to the Robin Hooders. So there's a real movement around it, and that's why it's getting the attention that it's getting. So, I mean, these guys earned every bit of this attention. I mean, they've been on the streets every single day. I've hardly done any of it. I mean, I got named in the lawsuit just because they know who I am. And they don't like me, the city people.
He speaks the truth, Drew.
I get it.
But, you know, these guys earned it. I mean, they literally are out there every single day, and they've rescued over 4,000 people. 4,000 motorists have been saved from getting a ticket. And, you know, I've been asked a lot of these questions, a lot of the same questions by media, of course, naturally about this. And, you know, well, why do you do this? Why do you do this? Well, some people don't want to believe that it's actually because it's a nice thing to do. Who likes to come out of a business on Main Street or wherever you are where there's parking meters? You've been in there 5 minutes longer than you expected because somebody was in line in front of you or whatever, you know, happens. Things happen. You're in there longer than you thought. You come out 5 minutes later and there's that sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach as you notice there's a ticket on your windshield. I mean, that's a terrible sensation to have. And so to help people not have that sensation, that is a really nice thing to do.
No, it's awful. It's a terrible thing to do, Ian. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Now, Drew, I would say next to Keene, New Hampshire, is probably what's going on in Phoenix. What's happening with you guys down there with Freedoms Phoenix?
You know, I live in Tucson now. So. We have to ask anybody. But I will say, we've done the same thing, maybe not as on a larger scale, but we sort of made a stink about it and went out and did some videotaping of speeding the meter. So, I mean, inspired by, you know, by you guys, of course.
The classics in the Phoenix area was the red light, or not red light tickets, the speeding ticket.
Photo enforcement.
Photo radar,
as they're called.
You guys did.
Yeah, sure.
You took a, I don't know who it was, someone dressed as Santa Claus, put a big package.
Some thin guy about your height dressed as Santa Claus.
I don't know if it was Drew.
I didn't say it was Drew. I was accused of being the Easter Bunny.
Really?
But I was not. I was the videographer of the Easter Bunny video. And
Y'all put a box, like a gift-wrapped box, over top of the speeding camera or the red light camera. We're coming up. 855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
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 Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper
Prepper Trade Show, June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com. Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase. The Social Prepper Trade Show, presented in part by GCN.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time maybe for your thoughts, your call, if you make it now, to 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy them. They're free. Enjoy. freetalklive.com. We're here in Santa Cruz right now, and then tomorrow we'll be in San Jose for the Bitcoin 2013 conference. Drew is with us from Bitcoin Not Bombs. He's going to be hanging out all weekend long.
I'm excited.
And yeah, man, this is big. I mean, I've never been to anything like this before.
No, this is, it's because it's, and it's, that's the neat thing, is it's a different audience than the traditional Liberty sort of conference that you might go to anywhere in the country.
Right.
And
I've only been to two types of conferences: one, talk radio; two, Liberty.
Yeah.
And so this is going to be a new experience for us, and I'm really excited about it. Bitcoin2013.com. You can go and learn more. And Mark had asked you a moment ago about what was going on in Phoenix, which he didn't realize you'd moved out of Phoenix at this point. You now live in Tucson. What's the difference? I mean,
you
don't have Sheriff Joe in Tucson, so are things a little bit more peaceful down there? Or what?
No, it's just bad. I don't have Sheriff Joe. We have Sheriff Dubnik, and for those that follow, they know how bad he is on these sort
another
of
bad guy.
Yeah,
huh?
Just on the other side, his tie is a different color. His is blue and not red.
Oh, I see.
But he's still a statist and still I don't feel any more comfortable being in his jurisdiction than Sheriff Joe's jurisdiction. But yeah, it does feel nice to be out of Maricopa and
it's
away from Tent
place.
City. Yeah, I've seen Tent City. I mean, I've driven by it. I know where it is. I've seen sort of what's going on there. I've known people who've had to spend a day or two
Explain
or longer
it,
there.
Though, for listeners that don't know what you mean, I mean, that sounds like a homeless camp. What's Tent City?
It's exactly that. It's a military-style tents set up in the hot sun, Arizona.
But it's not a homeless camp. This is a jail.
This is jail. And basically, Sheriff Joe's policy is there's a no-vacancy sign, like a neon hotel no-vacancy sign above his jail. He will find a place to put you if you have broken some arbitrary law, then the court finds you guilty.
Right. Don't let people out who haven't hurt anybody.
Right.
Let's just put up some tents in the desert.
And so the other irony is that Sheriff Joe is a community man, and he loves dogs, so he will house dogs and has some facility there on the same grounds. So he can find a shelter for dogs, but if you're a prisoner, you will be out in the 110-degree heat in a tent. And it never fails. Once a year, unfortunately, people die in Tent City.
And as I understand it, they also have the convicts wearing pink underwear.
Yeah, I don't think they all do, but yeah, he's famous for that. Green bologna, 15-cent meals. It's all true. I mean, to one extent or another, they are terrible, terrible conditions, and I'm sad for anyone who commits a victimless crime and has to go deal with it.
Right, and this is kind of where I come from on this. It's hard to feel badly for somebody who's gone out there and, you know, beaten somebody with a baseball bat or something and ends up in, the scorching sun in a military-style tent or something like that. But the vast majority of people who seem to be in jails are of two varieties. A, those that are considered presumed to be innocent by the law. Because until you have been convicted in a court of law, here in the United States of America, we still consider those people to be innocent. However, we have this prison industrial complex that just continues to need more and more people. And, they keep all kinds of people in jail.
I'm fortunate. Tucson is just a distinction. Marijuana has been decriminalized somewhat. It's only a misdemeanor. But in the rest of the state of Arizona, it's a felony to be caught with marijuana. And I mean, we're talking about a plant here.
Yeah.
And you will go to Tent City for this plant.
Right. It's, those plants oftentimes driving on a suspended license, a variety of things. And can't we come up with better systems for dealing with this? I mean, it's just so silly. It's people making decisions, and maybe their decisions are good by your standards, maybe their decisions are bad by your standards, but
this is how we fill for-profit jails.
I don't want to pay for it, and that's really what it comes down to. I don't mind paying to keep your violent criminals locked away from society, but the rest of that I'm just not interested in paying for.
It's a dirty game. I mean, they're creating more and more laws so that we're all breaking a law at one time or another, and more things become prohibited, and then, there you go. That fills the jails, and the state makes more money, and the governor signs contracts with these corporations.
Well, the NTSB has an idea that will help, that'll help put more people in jail. They apparently want to lower the drink. I don't know whether to say this lower or raise is the right term. Raise the bar by lowering the amount of blood alcohol that you're allowed to have in your blood.
One beer, you'll be legally drunk.
Pretty close.
Than three or something.
Depending
like
on your body weight, it's moved from 0.0. It was 0.1 back when I was a kid for DWI or whatever, and it has moved to 0.08, which, is what it is, I think, across the nation. And now they want to move it to 0.05. And this would basically put anybody who had two beers over the limit. And that's how many accidents across the United States are occurring because somebody had two beers? I just don't think very many.
Right. And in Arizona, anyway, you'll do a day in jail guaranteed on your first DUI offense. You might even do 10, that like a friend of mine did, but if you get a lawyer, you might be able to get that down to, in-house probation type of thing. But they'll make you do 24 hours in jail to sort of teach you a lesson about DUI. And, I don't think it's a responsible thing to do to drink and drive, but when you start playing with these arbitrary limits and lowering them, you create more criminals.
It's also the class issue, too, is, if the city council person or a police officer or a sheriff deputy gets caught doing these things, do they get the charge?
No.
And the answer is no.
They're not held to the same standard.
They've got this police union meeting thing that goes on in D.C. every year. And, people just batten down the hatches for 3 days. It's freaking party time. Cops are, riding around with the lights on their cars, hanging out the windows. I mean, we've read these stories, and there's
video of that stuff.
Yeah, there's video of this happening.
Because they have godlike complexes, and they think that they're above the law. They are
by all
law.
Evidence, they are above the law. Yeah.
Well, right, and it goes to their head, and they go to some conference like this, and they think, doesn't apply to me.
And it doesn't, it doesn't.
Right.
I mean, if you ever do see a police officer get picked up for one of these crimes, they'll always say, you're disrespecting the brotherhood.
Right.
They're they're snitching on themselves right then whenever it happens. It's commonplace. They've got a code, and that code says we can do whatever we want, and we'll let the politicians do what they want, generally. I mean, obviously, this doesn't apply in every single circumstance, but generally, that's the case. But you guys, we'll go after you anytime we feel like going after you. You smell a little alcohol in your breath. Also, they don't apply these breathalyzers properly. What a police officer should be advising people to do is rinse their mouth out with water or some kind of. They should be carrying a solution, actually.
They're not going to help you avoid these laws that they've set up. They're not going to give you solid advice.
Well, there's a lot of people who are not over the legal limit who have blown through a breathalyzer above the legal limit because they didn't know that A, you're not supposed to blow within 15 minutes of burping, and B, your mouth should be rinsed out because you could have just beer in your mouth, you know, and that puts you over the limit. And police officers don't seem to be acting in a professional, as I understand it, don't seem to be acting in a professional fashion and giving people this advice and telling them these things. Oftentimes they'll have them blow right after burping, and it's against the law. It's against the law, as far as I know, in all 50 states.
Well, being at the airport today, that's what the TSA are, except, you know, they're not even special enough to have a gun, but they have all those sort of authorities. And,
I was just watching them stand around. That was just amazing.
Oh, no, they went through my bag and threw my stuff around, and, you know, and that was the customer service I got today was, you know, not being careful with my camera and the stuff that I brought carried on, and that's the treatment I got because they are keeping me safe, and that's what they do, and they keep me safe by disrespecting my property.
So their proposal is to move it from 0.08 to 0.05 nationally?
Yes, the NTSB is...
I didn't know this was a national thing. I thought that each state set their own rules.
That is correct. They do. The NTSB can only make recommendations. This is a sort of a governmental recommendation, essentially. You know how
Or is it one of those things where if you want federal highway money you have to do what we say?
I don't... From the story, it does not indicating that.
I'm sure there's an incentive there somewhere to sort of suggest that this is the law of the land.
Well, you also don't have to have age 21 either. But people do that, the government people do that because of the feds, right?
Yeah, right.
Because I think incentives.
Highway money.
Louisiana, they have terrible roads, but you can drink at 18, sort of the story.
I think that they must have changed that at some point.
Well, maybe they did, but.
But I did.
Canada, you can drink at 18.
I thought it was 19.
Well, at one
now? Okay.
But you're correct. At one time, that was the case, is they didn't get federal road money because their drinking age wasn't what the federal standard wanted them to be. So, yeah, they put carrots out there, and they...
At this point, this is a recommendation, but let me ask you, why wouldn't a state do it? Why wouldn't your state...
When there's for-profit prisons.
Right. You know, why? They want your money. They're going to make money off of you by putting you in jail or make money off of you by getting your checks.
Furthermore, if anyone ever asks them, well, why did you change the limit? Well, they told us that this was the new standard.
This is for your safety. We're trying to keep you safe, you know.
Because that's what the government does.
Right. We've instituted zoning laws that keep pubs out of neighborhoods so that now people have to drive in order to drink socially, but we have to arrest people who drive after drinking socially.
Right.
I mean, it's this...
Can I walk home with a beer? No. So, you know, I drive.
Guys, we're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back. We'll be back tomorrow from the Bitcoin Conference, Bitcoin2013.com. We'll talk to you then.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.